thought for today. People are as honest as I am. All people are honest. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, bringing you the thought for today. People are as honest as I am, and all people are honest. Now, that's a very interesting concept, an interesting statement. It's one that I think that we should really take to task very carefully, because people are as honest as I am. Why are people as honest as I am? Because I can only see out of my own eyes. I have not yet learned to see out of somebody else's eyes. I might try to see out of someone else's eyes, but I don't see out of someone else's eyes. I only see out of my own eyes. And what do I see out of my own eyes? I see a reflection of me. Because the eyes that see God are the same eyes with which God sees man, with which God sees me. So, as I look upon the world, and I see the world as honest and good and beautiful and pure and wonderful and fabulous, then that's truly what I am. If I look at the world and I see the world otherwise, then that's what I am. Now, am I going to go around saying to the world, I'm a dishonest man? Am I going to go around to the world saying that I'm a crook and I'm a bad person? Well, I certainly wouldn't get very far if I did that. Although, some people do like to do that. But the majority of people like to be honest. You know, dishonesty is a rarity, very great rarity. We hear all the dishonesty that's going on in the world and all the dishonesty in government and all the dishonesty here and there. If we were taking all the dishonesty in the world and comparing it to all the honesty in the world, the honesty would be 99% and the dishonesty would be 1%. And this is true. We have a tendency to overplay the unusual, overplay that which is not normal. Now, did you hear what I just said? That which is not normal. We have a tendency to overplay that because that's the exciting thing, the not normal self. You could go all day long through your own life and see all the normal things. You could visit your neighbors and see all the normal things. You could do a lot of things and see all the normal things. And then you hear about one of your neighbors who has the other neighbor lady in the backyard, and they're having a tete-a-tete. And ho, 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 that's not normal. Now, it should be normal. It should be normal because each one of them is true to their spouse. Each one of them is true to the vows that they have taken. And so, therefore, the normal thing that they're doing is just having an interesting conversation or whatever, you know. But they're not doing something wrong. But we think they're doing something wrong because we think that two married people, man and a woman, married to other people, should not be alone together, because if they're alone together, they're doing something wrong. Now, why do we think this? Now, is this 99% of the thinking? No, not at all. Not at all. Here you have men and women who are not related to each other working in offices 8 hours a day or longer. Nobody thinks a thing about it. You have men and women working in department stores where you have all these little changing rooms and all these areas where nonsense could take place if it were. You don't think that that's wrong. Here you have men and women in industry and in business and men and women in Congress and Congress, in professions and in political offices. And you don't think that they're doing things strange. You think that they're 99% of the people doing great things. One woman was running for attorney general, and she had hired some help, and some of them were Puerto Rican help, and in her Washington house. And she hadn't given it a thought. She just hired these people because they were available from the agency, and she gave them a job, and they did a nice job. But when she was ready to run for attorney general, everybody who was looking up smut, mud, dirt about another person searched into every action that she had done, every action she had done. And the only action that they could find against her, the only action, she was a super lady, The only action was that she had hired a non-registered alien to work as her housekeeper, you know, to work to clean her house. And she hired them through an agency. That doesn't make any difference. You should have checked on them when they came. You should have checked on. But the agency does those things. I didn't think I had to do that. But you should have. And so she should have. And so she was not in the running for Attorney General. Huh. Interesting. Janet Reno became Attorney General. And boy, they sure should have found things about her, because she is a dynamic, forceful, outgoing lady who is really into lots of fantastic things. And she's had her fingers in a lot of pies where she could have got burned, because she was doing her job as being a lawyer. And she could be misunderstood very easily. But she was smart enough not to have any of it show. Amazing lady. As I say, amazing lady. Okay, now, 99%, and perhaps even 99.99% of the people on earth are honest. It's a natural thing to do. It is our natural way to be. It is our natural expectation. But that 0.1% or 1% even, that we consider people might not be honest, we blow them up and we talk about them so much that we encourage people who had never even thought of being dishonest to be dishonest. We empower them to be dishonest by our attention to it. We are empowering the terrorists to come forth, more terrorists to come forth, by the fact that we're putting up stronger and stronger and stronger safeguards against it. The Immigration Department has taken some of their high-ranking immigration officials who are very attuned to the rules and so forth, and they're putting them on sensitive input jobs where traffic goes through, like, for instance, the Mexican border, Tijuana crossing. And here they have these high-priced men working on the border because they theoretically can sense out a terrorist. Now, if a terrorist is going to be a terrorist, he is going to train himself to not act or look like a terrorist, isn't he? He's going to train himself to look like an ordinary Joe, ordinary Jane, totally unexpected of them that they would do anything. They would create for themselves a background. If they didn't have a background in Mexico, you can get yourself a driver's license for California in the United States. You can get yourself all sorts of things. You can get yourself legal immigration papers. You can do all sorts of stuff. Of course, it could be found out because you're not in the records of the United States offices, but you have these legal-looking papers that lets you through. Now, people could do all these things if they wanted to. If they wanted to be illegal, if they're legal, if they wanted to get away with something. But the honest people don't do that. The honest people just say straightforward, no, I didn't. No, that's not me. The dishonest people say, oh, how could you ever think that I had done that? I am so into this sort of thing. And I, you know, my goodness, you know, with this innocence about them. But the honest people see, they don't have to defend themselves. If you were working immigration at the Tijuana border, and you'd have 1,000 people come through, and maybe 995 of these people coming through would just say, you know, were you ever, no. Did you ever, no. Are you, no. Are you, yes, you know. Just straight, simple answers. They don't get fuzzy about it, like some of you guys. I ask you a question, and right away you want to give me the Gettysburg Address. And you want me to know that you know the Gettysburg Address. I tell you, as practitioners, we don't want to hear the problem. And so what do? Every time you talk to me, and I say, how are you today? You say, well, I could feel better, and, you know, I did have a little bit of cold. And, you know, how are you today? I'm whole and perfect. I'm fantastic. I'm glorious. I'm wonderful. You know, get on the ball. Is that the truth about yourself? Yes. So we must remember to be truthful about ourselves. People are as honest as I am. All people are honest. Really, all people are honest. Even dishonest people are honest, because they're honest in their dishonesty. They are so interesting how they can say something and say the truth and have you misunderstand it. Did you ever commit a murder? Yeah, all the time. Oh, come on now, you know. Did you ever commit a murder? See, they just told you, yeah, all the time, because they're a murderer, you know. And you say, well, my goodness, somebody would certainly not admit to being something like that. And they admitted it to you, but you didn't want to take it. Surely you didn't. No, I didn't. You know. You see, then they make you dishonest with little children. If you say to them right away, did you do this? Yep. Did you do that? Nope. Forthright, straight answers. Then they begin to be cagey when you say, how could you have done that? Where did you ever get the idea to do such a terrible thing like that? You see, and then they begin to think, maybe I shouldn't say so straightforward. Did you steal that car? Well, what makes you think I would steal a car? You know, to get crafty about it, you know, cagey. And we teach people to be dishonest. We really do. We teach our children to be dishonest. We teach them to lie, for instance, in telling about, you know, the old one, daddy's not home and he's sitting there in the living room. You know, that's tough. That's real tough on a child who's trying to build values and build integrity within himself, and then to have his own parent tell him to lie. But it's just a little white lie. I really didn't want to see the person. Why didn't you want to see him, Dad? Because I didn't want to tell him I didn't want to buy what they were selling. Well, why didn't you just get up and say, I don't want to buy what you're selling? I had a phone call last night from somebody. Is the man of the house at home, you know? And I said, goodbye. Anybody who wants to know if the man of the house is at home is trying to sell you something. And I'm not interested in being sold something. Anyone who answers, you pick up the phone, hello. Yes, this is the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service. I have a few questions for you. Is this Dr. Barley? Yes. Pop, pop, pop. Instantly, you know what's going on. But they say, I have some exciting news for you. Is the decision maker of the house at home? Well, bully for you with your exciting news, you know. I'm not interested in exciting news because it's always going to cost me something. It's just the way it works. But you see, they teach you to be dishonest. They want you to be, if a marketer is on the phone and is saying to you, is the man of the house there? Are you the man of the house? Are you the decision maker? And then you say, no, he's not here right now. She's not here right now. Sorry, bye. Instead of just saying, are you the decision maker? Just say, bye. Bop. You don't have to answer anybody's question on the telephone. Anybody. That telephone is there for you. If a policeman were to call you up and were to say, hello, is this Mrs. Gerini? And you say, yes. And he'd say, well, I'm with the police department. Well, what he would first do is say, I'm with the police department. I'm with the El Cajon Police Department. I'm calling Mrs. Ellen Gerimini. And you say, yes, what can I do for you? We ticketed your car 20 times last month for parking in the wrong place. Now, you haven't paid once. You haven't indicated anything. Now, what do you plan to do? Well, I don't know who was using my car. But Ellen Gerimini would say, sir, you say that you ticketed my car 20 times last month in El Cajon. Well, may I inform you, I own no car. Therefore, you could not have ticketed my car 20 times in El Cajon last month. So, goodbye. Good luck on your next forbearance. You see, they try to be honest by being dishonest, and they try to get you to be dishonest with them. And so, Ellen, whose name is the car? Are the cars at the university in?
University.
University of Healing. So, how could Ellen Gerimini ever have 20 tickets for parking in El Cajon, you know. You know, no way. So Ingeborg might. Ingeborg probably has 100 tickets. Because she hasn't even been driving in town for quite a while, have you? So, you see, people are as honest as I am. And how honest are you? Are you a person who lays it all up front, that tells it all up front, and shows it all up front, and is yourself all up front? If you are, then you're fantastic. But all people are honest, because I am honest. And if I'm dishonest, all people are dishonest. We had one of our builders tell us, you got to be careful with some of these unscrupulous builders. I'll help you so that you don't get caught up by them. Well, it better be a red flag out there saying, if he thinks there's dishonest builders out there, perhaps he's one of them, you know. Now, he was not a bad person, but he was looking for more business for himself. He wanted to do more things that we were having done by others, and we should wait for him. But essentially, that's not what you ever want to do. Never wave a red flag by saying somebody else is dishonest, because that means you can see the dishonesty. Do you understand? Do you see how that is just the principle? People are as honest as I am, all people are honest. If I see a dishonest person, that's me. If I see honest people, that's me. Pay attention. That's a very important point. And it's one that will not be coming across your desk again for a few days. So, thought for today, people are as honest as I am, and all people are honest. I love you.